New Zealand Traveller Declaration Fact Sheet, AIR. Travellers arriving into Aotearoa New Zealand by air need to complete a New Zealand Traveller Declaration, NZTD. Our home is precious, a taonga. Please help us to keep our tangata and our whenua, our people and our land safe. Do your digital declaration at travellerdeclaration.govt.nz or download the NZTD app. What you need to complete your declaration. 1. Passport details. 2. Flight details to New Zealand. 3. Contact information. 4. Recent travel history. 5. Information about what you are bringing into New Zealand. Information at mpi.govt.nz/canibringit and customs.govt.nz/pri-traveller. 6. Immigration status, including your visa or NZETA, New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority, if you need one. Footnote, visa or NZETA, New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority. It's okay to get someone to help you complete your declaration, or you can fill in a paper declaration form on arrival. A separate New Zealand Traveller Declaration must be completed for each passenger, including children and infants. It is free to complete and it takes about 10 minutes. When you can submit your declaration? You can submit your declaration within 24 hours of starting your trip to New Zealand. You can update it until you reach passport control in New Zealand. Once you have submitted your declaration, you will receive an email telling you what you need to know when you enter New Zealand based on what you have told us. You do not need to upload any documents or print anything out. Some foods, used outdoor equipment and animal and plant products cannot be brought into New Zealand. They can carry harmful pests and diseases. You may need to declare any medicines, tobacco, alcohol and cash over 10,000 New Zealand dollars and over, or equivalent. Making changes to your declaration. Once you have started your declaration, you will be emailed a reference number that you can use to review, complete or make changes to your declaration. You will need to resubmit your declaration if you make any changes to it. You can no longer make any changes to your digital declaration after you have gone through passport control in New Zealand. If you have forgotten to declare something, you will need to talk to a border officer. When you arrive in New Zealand. If you have completed a digital declaration, you do not need to fill in a paper declaration form. Your declaration will automatically be checked when you scan your passport at the e-gate or when it is checked by a border officer on arrival into New Zealand. Your bags may be x-rayed and inspected. If you have not declared a restricted or prohibited item, you may be fined or prosecuted. Checklist for travelling to New Zealand. 1. Check your passport is valid. 2. Apply for visa or NZETA if you need one. Footnote, visa or NZETA, New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority. 3. Book your flight. 4. Check what you can bring into New Zealand. And 5. Submit your NZTD within 24 hours of starting your trip. To enter New Zealand, you must hold a valid visa or be travelling on a passport from a visa waiver country. If you are from a visa waiver country, you will need an NZETA before you travel, unless you are travelling on an Australian passport. Find out more about visa waiver countries and NZETA at immigration.govt.nz/new-zealand-visas. Our way of life is dependent on you doing the right thing. Contact centre details. If you have any questions about the New Zealand Traveller Declaration, phone our contact centre. It is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including public holidays. Contact details include phone number +64 4931 5799. For international callers, please note that charges may apply from your service provider. Phone number 0800 359 269, toll-free number in New Zealand. Phone number 1800 359 269, toll-free number in Australia. If you are deaf, hard of hearing or deaf-blind, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service. The toll-free number in New Zealand is 0800 8715 715. Or you can visit their website at www.nzrelay.co.nz for information about the full range of services and how to use them. Or you can send us an online message via travellerdeclaration.govt.nz/contact. We aim to respond within 12 hours.